Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial toll free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us online by visiting freetalklive.com and just enjoy the features you'll find there. Those other talk show hosts in the business, a lot of them want to charge you for things like their podcasts. Ours, free. Go enjoy. freetalklive.com. And please share, by the way. There's been some big changes with our podcast recently that have now officially been announced. I don't think we've officially announced it on the radio yet. But for those of you who were concerned with the amount of commercials we had on our podcast, you'll be very happy to know that the amount of in-show commercials in the podcast has been cut by more than 50%. So it used to be like every break we'd put a little 30-second commercial in, typically sometimes a 60. Now it's every other break, so we've cut it down dramatically, and hopefully that'll make Free Talk Live's podcast more kind of competitive with the rest of the podcasting industry. That's our hope. We hope that'll lead to more people sharing the podcast as well. And you'll also probably notice that we're doing fewer live promos during the show as well. So you'll get more show content and in less time.
That's what we really want to do anyway, is we want to produce content
here on Free Talk Live. So welcome and become part of it here. Toll-free number again, 855-453, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Last night I said that I had a story about Albuquerque police and from Radley Balco, as a matter of fact. His new column over at the Washington Post is called The Watch, a reported opinion blog on civil liberties and the criminal justice system. Longtime listeners of Free Talk Live know Radley Balco as kind of one of the go-to people when it comes to police abuse.
Yep.
So I would say it's Radley Balco and William Norman Grigg are kind of the two key players in the liberty movement.
There's a difference. I mean, Radley Balco is, like, he reports...
He's more of a news guy.
Just the facts, man. William Norman Grigg, there's some opinion. Like, that guy's got an opinion on this subject, you know what I mean?
And that's okay. And Balco definitely has an opinion, too. He just manages to get his stuff published in larger venues than Grigg.
I assume his opinion is what I believe it is, but frankly, you couldn't tell by reading the articles. They're just facts.
Last week, Department of Justice issued a damning report on the use of force among police officers in Albuquerque. And you know, when the federal government finds that you've gone too far when it comes to use of force, maybe you've gone too far.
You know, am I so jaded that I just think that they try to increase their palatability on a national level by going after just, you know, once every half a decade or so, we're going to go after the most egregious local or municipal or state agency out there.
Look like the white knights that people should look to and, oh, see, this is why we need a federal government. Albuquerque. Perfect example.
Thank God those people in Albuquerque couldn't do anything about this. Like, I don't know, burn down a few police stations and leave town.
I don't know if that's a good idea. There might be people in there, Mark.
I'm not suggesting that they should do such a thing. Okay. But do you not think that if police abuse got so bad in a city that people might resort to doing such a thing?
They might.
I'm not suggesting that they do it, but they could do it.
According to the DOJ's findings, as highlighted by The Watch, Radley Balco, quote, Albuquerque cops too often use deadly force in an unconstitutional manner in their use of firearms. The report points to 20 shootings by the city's police between 2009 and 2012, a majority of which the DOJ found to be constitutional violations. Moreover, investigators found that city police often use deadly force in circumstances where there is no imminent threat of death or serious bodily harm to the police, or anyone else for that matter, and that cops have used lethal force against people who are a minimal threat or pose no threat at all to anyone other than themselves.
Lethal force means they killed them.
That's right. The city's police offices also have a record of using less lethal force in ways that violate the Constitution, including a pattern of using tasers on people who pose little to no threat to the police or the public, and in ways that made things more dangerous, such as a man who had doused himself in gasoline.
So what they do, throw matches at him?
Well, they used a taser, which is an electrical current.
I see.
It was very dangerous. Albuquerque police routinely escalated situations by using physical force instead of efforts aimed at peaceful conflict resolution.
Ian, there was a time when I worked in a gas station at a convenience store, and we had off-duty sheriffs working there with us, providing security, you know, wearing their uniforms and so on. And
that's a heck of a gas station.
It's in Asheville?
Yes, it was in Asheville.
Sounds like it was in Liberty City.
You grow up in a place and you assume it's that way everywhere. But so, yeah, there were sheriffs and police officers. I think that you just wore the uniform of whatever office you worked in, and you would get paid by the business to do security there. And a man came running in off the street after he had been speaking with the police officer who had been doing security with us. They had both been outside, telling him, "Hey, that guy robbed me. Please, what do you got to do something about it?" And he was asking for him for his badge number and so forth. And the police officer pulled out his taser and, you know, put the laser on the guy's chest and shouted expletives very loudly and
who
told
robbed
him to
him?
Leave.
Just some random dude, or
yeah, a third person.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I'm clear on that.
So the sheriff's deputy threatened a man for letting him know he was robbed?
Yeah, and for continuing to harass him about it.
I see.
And, you know, I suppose that's kind of a funny line there, since they were working for an oil company at the time and not the county.
Yeah, but he's still wearing the uniform, so that's going to lead someone to believe that person's on duty. Right?
Yeah.
You got to ask yourself, I mean, if you hire a police officer, I worked for a company that put on bands, shows, punk rock shows, and we'd have to hire in some towns police officers to do security. And, you know, I mean, if some accident happened across the street or something like that, I would be like, whoa. We're paying you to be here to do security at the door.
I gotcha.
What are you doing wandering over there, you know, handing out tickets and taking down insurance information? I mean, that's a little weird. Shouldn't you call in one of your friends?
I'm like, well, there's a line, right? He could have said, well, hey, you know, let's call Joey down at the station and have him come out and talk to you about this. I'm on this other job right now. It doesn't sound like he did that.
Yeah, you know what? I bet they really enjoy some of those interactions.
What, where they can shoot someone with a taser?
Well, yeah, or write somebody a ticket, or do any of the unpleasant things that people are lured to be a police officer to do.
Some people sure do get a kick out of it.
Some people.
And apparently Albuquerque police, a little more often than the usual cops. The city gives.
Well, I think there's a culture there in Albuquerque of, I think it just comes down to, because really, this stuff comes from the top down. Mm-hmm. It's an attitude that's pervasive. It's either from the top brass, somewhere in the top brass, this kind of trickles down. It's like, this is how we handle things around here. And, you know, employees are going to do what their bosses want them to do. They want to get promoted.
The city gives its police officers insufficient training on interacting with people suffering from mental illness or suffering some sort of mental crisis. The report emphasizes that these incidents are, quote, not isolated or sporadic, unquote, but represents a pattern set by bad policies, including insufficient training and lax oversight. In nearly all cases that the DOJ reviewed, APD supervisors confirmed their officer's account of an incident, even when officers' accounts were incomplete, were inconsistent with other evidence, or were based on canned or repetitive language.
Yeah, so, this happens all the time, and you know, my experience is that this isn't just done by supervisors, this is done by judges, prosecutors, and everybody.
More troubling still, in cases where outside entities did find the city police had used unreasonable force, police department supervisors responded by lavishing praise on those officers,
give
and
a promotion,
even holding them up as examples of other officers, what they ought to follow. And you're right, Mark, there are countless examples We've read police abuse story after police abuse story over the years, and there's so many of them where after the officer in question, who's probably just gotten away with murder or shooting a dog or something like that, will go through the period of paid administrative leave where he's being investigated by his own department. So he'll take a nice vacation with the family, and then he'll come back to his job, and there'll be a promotion waiting for him. He'll get a medal or some sort of an award, an honor, for his bravery in crushing heads. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You're welcome to share your experience. Maybe you were there in Albuquerque or you live there at some point. There's a little bit more here that we'll share from Radley Falco. The toll-free number, 855-453. Skype us at username lrn.fm. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on joined the Free State Project and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so connect in that way if you prefer. And don't forget to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Now, CashIntoCoins.com has a big announcement coming up.
Yeah, CashIntoCoins.com, well, we're not exactly sure what it is, but they've told us that it's going to be a pretty big deal. Now, CashIntoCoins.com is the way to go about getting Bitcoins. You've probably heard a great deal about them. I don't know. You know, there's been some news today. Looks like the price is on the move again, even.
Now it's time to panic buy.
It's panic buy as opposed to panic sell?
Yeah, it's panic buy time.
But it's going up.
Yeah, it's at 500.
Bitcoin, the decentralized currency that is just taking the world by storm. It's amazing.
So is it a bull trap or a bear trap?
I don't know, Mark.
No idea either. You know, I believe that Bitcoin is going to be worth quite a bit as time goes by. I think that it's incredibly easy to use on the internet, and if it just becomes the money of the internet, that's going to be a pretty big deal. Mm-hmm. Now, there are people out there that are betting against it, and I don't know what to say about that. There's smart people on one side, smart people on another. I don't know where it's going to go. But if Bitcoin captures just a small market share, it's going to be worth significantly more than it is today.
It's really, really fun to buy. I mean, just buying Bitcoins, you know, stripped of our promotional message for cash into coins. Buying Bitcoins is a lot of fun. To own them, to buy them, and to hold them, and to watch them, and to see what's happening. There's nothing on the internet now that can compete with them. They're the original and best.
You know, the advice I like to give is buy a Bitcoin. You don't have to buy it all at once, but, you know, buy a little bit here, a little bit there till you get one, and then you can, you know, then you'll be keeping track and you'll be on board. And if it takes off, it's the next big thing. You'll have been there. You've already got one. And I don't know what they're going to be worth. I've heard experts predict them. I've heard experts make wild predictions. At something like $100,000 to $1 million per Bitcoin. Currently, they're $500 a piece, so you can see that there's a lot of upside to that. I don't Absolutely. Know what the answer is. You can go to cashintocoins.com, however, and get Bitcoins in a safe, fast, legal, easy, inexpensive manner. Customer service is their top priority. I'm proud to say that. They You know, every business is going to have ups and downs, especially in the Bitcoin world where things are volatile. Every time I've ever dealt with them, they've been awesome. CashIntoCoins.com, they've got great rates too. You can donate some of your fee to charity, and orders under $40 carry no fee at all. So you can get in rather cheaply at CashIntoCoins.com.
Now, Mark, you say your advice is to buy one, but that's old advice. Now, surely you wouldn't make that same advice now that they cost, you know, $500 per.
Oh, yeah, I make that advice. I'm happy to make that recommendation. I believe that they're going to be back up to 1,000 or 1,100 in relatively short order. I don't know when, maybe over the summer. I also have made the wild proclamation that I think they're going to be $8,000 by the end of the year. Now, that's a talk show host that knows a bit about Bitcoin. Not some kind of expert, and certainly not a swami or an angel making that prediction. It's just a prediction.
Well, nobody's an expert on Bitcoin. It's never been done before, so you don't know what's coming tomorrow.
So I guess I am an expert then, right?
As anyone else might be.
By the way, you said it was at $500. It's $513, so that's a big jump just, you know, that amount of time.
All right.
Crazy day.
CashIntoCoins.com, go get your Bitcoins there, and if you get less than $40, there's no fee, which is amazing. So our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Back to more about Albuquerque's PD's violations, violence, abuse. First, though, Tom is in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom.
Hey, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Oh, and Johnny Ray is here as well. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, Andrew. Oh, well, you know, I've been listening to you guys for quite a few years now, and you've heard me call in before, and I know you guys, and we're all supposed to be all peace-loving and peaceful and yada, yada. And I'm just wondering, what is the trigger? When is it one day that you guys might say, you know, at this point, we need to pick up arms? Do we wait like they did in Germany until they round up all the Jews and it's too late? Or they round up all the guns and it's too late? When do you think it's time to pick up a gun and start shooting?
I'd say that when Free Talk Live is taken off the air, you'll never hear us say it because at that point, you know, freedom of speech has been quashed to the point that Free Talk Live is pulled off the air. Or Ian's gotten a sniper bullet in the head.
Only Mark's answer to that question would be that when his show is affected is when people should go to their guns.
Well, at that point, you know that the one of the most radical voices on the radio, or at least what they would call radical voices on the radio, has been taken off.
How do you feel about what's going on?
And that means it's time to start shooting people? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you'll never hear me say it because I won't be on the air.
Uh-huh. I would say the time to pick up a gun is when a gun is being leveled at you and you think they've come to kill you. Then I guess it's time to start shooting.
Well, here, let me give you an example of a gun leveled at me just the other night. I have a traffic ticket issue, and I've been wanting to call you guys about it. We're not going to talk about that right now, but it's been ongoing since October 31st of last year. I won the first round, yada, yada. I'm going through the third round now. And lo and behold, the other night, something happened here at my house. It was March 22nd, Saturday night, 12:30 at night. My girlfriend and I are sitting here, and we're talking. We were watching TV, had the TV off for a moment, and we're talking. All of a sudden, there's a knock at my front door. And just to set the stage a little bit, we've got a dope house across the street that I've called you guys about before. It doesn't seem to be getting any better. And I had a confrontation with them. So I wasn't sure who the heck was knocking at my door at 12:30 at night. Yeah. And I don't answer
my disturbing.
Front door. Yep. So I grabbed my shotgun, head out the side door. And the next thing I know, I got cops up my driveway with flashlights in my face. I don't know who's telling me to put the gun down. Fortunately, I happen to see a shiny badge because of my back light being on, and I darted back in the house. And now, for the next hour, I had five cop cars out there, all had lights on my house. They're out there with their megaphone telling me to come out, and I told my girlfriend, we're sitting down. We were watching a movie of all movies called Bullet to the Head. Anyway, and we sat there and continued to watch the movie. And I kid you not, after about an hour, hour and a half, they all left. So I've been in the process. I swear to you, I've told this to people. They don't believe me. I'm in the process right now. I wanted all the recordings. It was going to cost $50 per car for the audio recordings, and the video was another $50 per car. They were in my neighbor's backyard. I call him Dad. You've heard me refer to him as Dad before, and it scared the heck out of him because he's looking out his window. They all got shotguns out there. They were all posted all the way around with shotguns pointed at my house. And lo and behold, all those tapes are gone, but the report is there. And I went in the other day acting like I'm an anonymous, and I wanted to get the report, and they let me see it. And, of course, my name is all in capital letters all over this report. I didn't let them know it was me. So now Dad went down there today and through FOIA wants the report. They're reviewing it. But I want to see what the heck was going on, and I want proof to show people that this happened. I swear
to God. So what was going on, and what was the summary of the report?
From what I understood, because the lady let me read it. She said, I can't give it to you right now. I have to, you know, have approval from the lieutenant and the police department, but she let me read it. And from
stand by. We'll come back with you here in a moment, Tom. You can tell us what the alleged reason was the police were surrounding your house with firearms, and then we'll get back into the issue of when to use guns. Free Talk Live.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you're invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE. When is it appropriate to use guns against the people calling themselves the government? I have not yet answered that question from Tom in Detroit. He began telling a story about his own life where apparently at one night, the 12:30 in the morning, the police surrounded his home, or at least out in the front yard, with a bunch of guns. And he went back in the house and waited them out, and they went away.
Yeah.
So we're going to continue his story.
I kind of feel like it's one of those circumstances where if you do decide you're going to use guns against the government agents, probably police or National Guard or something like that, that it's already too late.
But yeah.
Either it's too soon or it's too late, and there's no right time.
I want to get back into that, but I want to make sure Tom gets to tell the rest of his story. First, though,
fascinating story.
I want to tell you about ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data, meaning that before what you're doing reaches your ISP or your internet service provider, it's encrypted. Right now, your ISP is probably logging every website you visit and every search term that you enter for up to 5 years in some cases. You can put a stop to that tonight, right now, by going to proxpn.com/FTL, or if you're driving, wait till you get home. or wherever it is you're going. ProXPN.com/FTL, and you can do it on your mobile device. You can do it on a laptop or a desktop. There's software for Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android devices, plus Linux users. Email ProXPN to get the setup instructions for Linux. It's a little bit different, but it's pretty simple. You get started with ProXPN. They encrypt all your data, meaning that your ISP can't snoop on you anymore. The administrator at the coffee shop can't snoop on you. Somebody sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets, that's not going to work. Stealing bank account info, etc. ProXPN protects your privacy, and it works. $5 a month is what you pay if you use our discount code, which is FTL20. That's an amazing price for the service at ProXPN. Again, ProXPN.com/FTL code. FTL20 gets you 20% off for the lifetime of your account. And with that premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, the ability to privately torrent, and even get past blocks like a country, like if you're in China. Get your laptop with you. You can search for the things they don't want you to search for if you're using ProXPN.
Or you're at the mall.
Exactly. Or school. Or work. ProXPN.com/FTL. Code FTL20 to save 20%. And don't forget, you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online browsing habits. Let's get back to Tom in Detroit. Cops all over the place. You were shocked to see it at 12:30 in the morning as you poked outside just to see what all the hubbub was about. Turns out they were focused on your house. You went right back in, waited them out for an hour plus, and they went away. You then went to the police department to take a look at the report on the incident, which they didn't ask you for ID to show you the report, so they didn't realize that it was you who was asking for the report about your own house. What did you learn?
Well, you know, before I do forget to do this, I would like to give you guys, maybe not on the air, but perhaps after we get done, I'd like to give you guys the incident report, and you guys could actually fax them, you know, the FOIA request and get it yourself. I'd like to put a little...
I've got enough to do with my day, Tom. I don't know if Mark wants to take that responsibility on, but
I want to hear the rest of the story.
Just so you know, I'm not making this up. This is absolutely
true. I'll take your word for it. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, anyway, so what I think happened was, from what I read, is they had a loud noise, like loud music or something, report. And it was Saturday. I had my stereo on, but turned it off. And my girlfriend got there, and we were watching a movie, so that the music had been off for about 45 minutes to an hour before they came knocking. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't know who's knocking at my door at 12:30 at night. I certainly don't expect anybody. And they never announced police. That's what
I understand. Detroit. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Tom, but I understand.
It's not Detroit. It's the outskirts of Detroit. And I really don't want to tell you the city because it's still kind of an ongoing thing. And I still got this traffic ticket going here. And I'd really rather not jinx myself too bad, but it's one of the small cities right literally outside of Detroit.
So, please continue.
And I do have to give them the kudos. My dad next door says this too. You know, they were somewhat responsible. I mean, they didn't bash my door down and get me out because there was no, even in the report it said there was nothing. They pulled up. There was no sound. There was no noise here. They should have just left, but they didn't. And then it could have turned into something really nasty considering they had their guns drawn on me.
So right, and your original call was about, well, when is it appropriate to use force or the use of a gun against the state actors, state agents.
And obviously this wasn't one of those times because you didn't.
But it looked like it, right? Like, you know, got cops pointing guns at your house. This could have been, you know, that moment that Johnny Ray was talking about where he feels like he's going to go away and, you know, get locked away for a long time.
That looks like young guns, right?
They're here to kill you. What are you going to do about it? I tend to agree, you know, sort of where you came from, Mark, the idea that there's never really a right time for this. It's either too early or too late. And I feel like even if they are coming for you, what are you going to do? Are you going to kill a few cops? Because then you're only going to last for a few more hours, probably maximum. Odds are good you're going to get caught. You know, you're going to be the new Chris Dorner or whoever, where every single cop in the vicinity is brought down on your butt, and they're going to get you, and they're not going to make it feel good when they finally do.
You won't feel anything.
I would say if you're convinced you're going to get taken out, I'd just take myself out at that point. Then I won't look like a cop killer, and I won't look like a crazy murderer or something like that.
I'm bound to say, Mark, that in under your paradigm, the answer I gave is a too-late situation because he had the drop on me, didn't he?
It's always too late. Or too early.
Tom, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No, I've got other topics. We'll take on another day.
Another day. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. I was talking with activist Rich Paul today, and he was talking with a lady friend of his about pacifism. She was saying that she's a pacifist, and he said, "Oh, really?" And he went around and he's close to her, so he could get away with this. But went around and like put his arm around her neck or something like that, and you know, started to squeeze. And you know, of course, at some point she forced him off, and so he said, "Ah, I guess you're not a pacifist anymore."
Well,
charming.
I tend to, being a Quaker, which is a pacifist religion, I don't believe in pacifism. I think it's this absolute that really isn't possible. I believe that people have the right to defend themselves. They have the right to build tools. They have the right to
The drive to draw another breath is very strong with human beings.
It is. You have the right to purchase things. So you have the right to purchase a tool to defend yourself, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I feel like my role is, and maybe this is some kind of sexist role or whatever, but I feel like my role is to protect my family, ultimately. Like, that's my job. Like, that's what I signed up for when I took those wedding vows. So that's where, you know, that's where it's going to be. I may not protect my life, before this, but my life's important in the protection of their lives. So if my life has to be laid down to protect my family, I'd do that.
Would love to hear your thoughts. If you want to join the conversation, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But I don't relish the sort of, I don't know if there's like the libertarian brutalist fantasy like I used to. You know, the idea that if they come for me, I'm going to take them all. I'll take as many out as I can before they take me out. I used to think that way, and I don't anymore. It doesn't do anything for me. I don't
fantasize
about that.
Really easy when you don't. Before we moved to the Free State Project, I felt similarly. I was desperate.
Mm-hmm.
Where I lived, government was growing and growing and growing. It wasn't going to get any bigger, any better. And better by that, I mean smaller. And this is the truth just about everywhere in the country. Here in New Hampshire, there's hope. People have moved here. More than 1,500 people have moved here for the Free State Project. And what we are seeing is bad laws being repealed. We are seeing a libertarian veto, where at this point, it's very difficult to get your statist law passed. And I hope that that remains.
Yeah, I would like to just interject here for a second and say that the taking a few of the stormtroopers out with you when you go is not really a brutalist perspective, I think.
You don't think so?
No, I think brutalism is more about adherence to the code of libertarianism that would be illustrated by somebody shooting a girl for pulling flowers out of his front yard.
I see. We'll come back with more here, and you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can answer the gun question, or whatever's on your mind goes on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no hair. has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, we invite you to become part of the conversation here, and you can take control of these airwaves via the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. That number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio this evening, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Let's go right into your phone calls and thoughts, and don't forget to check out the website and look at the mobile site for those of you with smartphones. You want to get quick access to our live streams, podcast, or webcam, just go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m, like mobile, .freetalklive.com. Gene is in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Hello, yes. This is the Christian Anarchist calling in. I wanted to wish everyone a happy April Fool's Day.
Are you referring to the fact that on this date it is April 15th as we record this show?
Yes, indeed. This is the day when all the fools line up to pay that extortion money, and I have to confess that I'm one of those fools.
Oh, because for a long time that you were not. A long time you had opted out of the income tax thing, but they came after you.
Yes, I went about 20 years without paying income tax now, at one point.
Let me ask you about this, Gene. You went 20 years without paying income tax, but you didn't do it because they were necessarily after you. You did it because you sort of wanted something to do with your wife and citizenship, right?
That's the reason I got back into the system, mainly was because when I got married, my wife needed to go to school and become a doctor and all that, and we had to get back into the system in order for her to jump through all those hoops. You had to have actually a tax return and everything. Mm. But, yeah, I successfully went 20 years without paying them, working my own business and getting cash payments, or even I had bank accounts and checks and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was a little easier 20 years ago than it is today. But I went toe to toe with the IRS. I had several of those hearings where you're supposed to be discussing your payment options, and I kept asking them, you know, where is the legal authority for them to collect taxes, and how did I become involved in their system? And of course, they don't answer any of those questions. So.
That's because there is no viable answer besides the fact that they have guns in cages and are willing to use them on you, but they won't ever admit to that.
Right, that is the bottom line. And as you can tell with the ranchers scoring one and the BLM scoring zero, that guns is the only thing that they understand.
Well, I've got to say I really hope the best for those ranchers, but I'm skeptical as to whether they're, you know, like the score is going to end at 1-0.
Oh, yeah, I imagine.
Oh, the score is not. The game is definitely not over. In fact, it just started. They will definitely be back. I'm sure they're going to SWAT team a few of these people in the middle of the night, or it's 4 a.m., but some of them are going to be probably ready for them. So I don't know what all is going to happen.
Well, I think that it's fair to predict that they're going to back down for at least a little while, give the supporters a chance to disperse and the family to get back to a sense of normalcy before they come out swinging again with whatever.
Yeah, method. I'm sorry. Finish your thought.
No, that was it. Go.
But I wanted to preempt you before you let Gene go. I wanted to ask him a question.
Yeah, please.
Gene, this is Johnny Ray. I've been listening to you for a long time. Ever since I first started listening to Free Talk Live, you've been with them for much longer than I have. And I wondered, did your Christianity make you an anarchist?
No, actually, I became an anarchist when I ran into a guy about 15 years ago on the old news groups. I don't know if you guys know what news groups are, but
yep, I used to
be on the news groups, which are now dead, of course. But back then there was a guy called the Ornery Anarchist, and he was actually ex-military chopper pilot and instructor. And he came to the conclusion after looking at a lot of Lysander Spooner's readings and stuff that anarchy was the only proper way to go. And he convinced me of that. The only difference between us was he was a staunch atheist and I was a Christian, but I didn't have any problem making the two come together, because from what I saw with my reading of the Bible is Jesus was quite a little anarchist himself.
So did you read any, it's Tolstoy, right? The Kingdom of God is Within You?
That's on my reading list, but I have not read it yet.
I read it in jail. It was very good.
Yeah, I mean, and there he advocates for essentially that's supposed to be the treatise for Christian anarchy there. And everything I've read, and I haven't read the whole thing, it's really kind of sort of difficult for me to refute any of it. I like all of it.
Yes, and Lysander Spooner was how I really got started. Actually, I read Spooner before running into the Ornery Anarchist, and the book that really introduced me to him was called An Essay on the Trial by Jury, which I read in the 70s, and actually wrote a story that got published in the newspaper in Seaside, Oregon, where I was living, about jury nullification, basically.
There you go, John Ray. Any follow-up questions for Gene?
No, that is all. Thank you, Gene.
There you go. Gene, anything else you want to share with our audience tonight?
No, just happy April Fools. You guys, just when you pay those taxes, when you line up, realize in your heart, as I do, that you're a fool. Because I know every time I pay that money, I'm a fool. And believe me, we pay a lot of money every year.
Well, I won't be paying.
What about all those services the government provides you with, Gene?
I know, like the SWAT team that'll sweep in my house at 3 a.m. sometime and do something to me. I don't know what.
The SWAT teams are for bad people, but sometimes they make mistakes.
Oh, no. They don't ever make mistakes.
Give them time, Mark.
We're the ones who make mistakes.
Thanks for the call tonight, Gene. Appreciate the thoughts. I'm glad he brought that up, actually, because I have a related story. It being April 15th, Vice.com has an article which is entitled, Don't Pay Your Taxes. So we'll dig into that here in a little bit. Also, getting back to the Albuquerque story from earlier in the hour about how...
I want to hear more about this.
Just awful their police department is. There's been a DOJ report that outlines many, many findings that the Albuquerque PD is using violence, using unnecessary force, constitutionally violating all over the place down there, and they've been doing it for a long time. So they find that also when the force is used that's unnecessary, they tend to promote the officers and give them awards for using that violence.
Yeah, that goes right along with what I thought at first blush from this story was that the feds don't want to go in and do this to anybody. I think because the police who are the most brutal are the most effective, and they need them out there. They, I guess they have to do some kind of token show, like you guys
it's
said.
PR.
But
yeah.
I think they would really prefer the police to be acting this way, as long as you have that kernel of violence inside your institution.
Well, they've just gone so far with it. The thing is, Johnny Ray, that you can't pull back you can't pull back the curtain all the way to show the violence. The state, I mean, the state has an interest in having this aura of legitimacy surrounding it to make people believe, the average person, to make them think that the state's something other than an armed criminal gang who, well, you know, rules by force and threat.
But so I think that,
you do have to throw people a bone every now and then to make it look like you care about people.
Well, I disagree with this assessment. So, the way I see this is that policing organizations, state, federal, local, are agencies of violence. They are the organizations that violence is given, you know, they're given the monopoly on violence. They're allowed to use it, you're not, right? I mean, isn't that what it is? They're allowed to use it only insofar as they're allowed to use it, but they're the ones given the power to use it. They are organizations of violence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying you can make that mean whatever you want, but you can't make it mean it's not true. That's the truth about it. They are agencies of violence. Now, what the way I see this is that, you know, every police officer knows that some police officers step over the bounds sometimes. Now, oftentimes what we will see is that there's sycophants and family members of police officers that will make excuses for individual actions of violence. You know, you think about the Rodney King circumstance. Some people were on one side, some people were on another side of that issue. Well, what happens is the excuses are made, the violence perpetuates and gets higher and higher, but there's always going to be that one, one or two agencies every decade that are going to kind of stick above the rest. Mm-hmm. They're using too much violence. Even though violence may or may not be getting ratcheted up over time from these agencies, and we can see that, 40,000 home raids going on every single year. So you can't, by that one statistic, it certainly looks like police violence is increasing sort of across the board. But there's always going to be that one or two agencies that are above the rest. Well, so the police in those agencies say, well, they've gone too far. We must bring them back down, even while the tide continues to rise on violence.
I get what you're saying. There's more on the way here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Also Skype in at username lrn.fm. More about Albuquerque and Tax Day coming up.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory, so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.